Let's get a little bit of analysis on the happenings in DC with Isaac Boltansky, a BTIG director of policy research who watches this space very closely. Isaac, great to have you on the program this morning. The hearing is still ongoing. Sorry to pull you away from that. But wanted to just get your initial thoughts on the many questions that we heard regarding Raskin's views on how the Fed, or if the Fed, should be policing climate-related financial risks.
Yeah, Brian, you've followed the Fed for a long time. You know how important this role is. Sarah Bloom Raskin is the nominee for the vice chair for supervision of the Federal Reserve. This is a post that was created by Dodd-Frank, and it has a wide array of responsibilities and really a broad portfolio when it comes to policing risk in the financial system, in particular, the country's largest banks. And so, look, this is a very important role and one that I think has real consequences for the economy as a whole. Now, her job today was to come before these senators and allay fears regarding her views on climate change, in particular, allay GOP concerns that she would take on this role and make it more difficult for banks to finance, in particular, fossil fuel enterprises. I think reasonable minds can disagree on how well she's done with that. I don't think that it was the strongest showing that she could have had. I think there were some muddled moments in particular relating to specific questions on her past writings. But to me, Brian, the most important thing was a question from Senator Tester, a centrist Democrat from Montana, one of the key votes. And it looked like he was okay with Sarah Bloom Raskin's role. So at least for right now, at this very moment, it looks like her nomination is still alive.
I want to zoom out a little bit, Isaac, because there are two other individuals that are also up for Fed governor positions. So not the supervisory specific role, but Lisa Cook, a Michigan State professor, and from Davidson College, Philip Jefferson. There was some concern because my email was blowing up from many DC outlets just kind of about Lisa Cook's resume and her qualifications for this role. But you even heard Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, a Republican, seem to voice his support. I want to play for you a quote that we had from Senator Sherrod Brown, the chair of the Senate Bank Committee, that we had earlier on Yahoo Finance with regards to his expectations. Take a listen.
We're going to confirm all three of them. I would assume almost all of them will get a significant number of Republican votes in the end.
So despite all the fanfare, it seems like the chairman is still pretty optimistic that all three should be a breeze for ultimate confirmation. What's your expectation?
Yeah, so the way I frame it for clients is you've actually got five nominees, right? So you have Powell and Brainard as well. So all of them will be up for a vote in the committee, most likely on February 15th. The way I think about it is Powell, Brainard, and Professor Jefferson should be able to easily make it through the committee. Keep in mind, this committee is split, right? It has an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. So there could be a delay if all Republicans are opposed. My sense is that you will get Republican votes for at least those three, and they should make it to the floor shortly thereafter and should be confirmed in February. The other two were tougher, right? Sarah Bloom Raskin and Professor Cook both have certain headwinds. My sense is that at least Sarah Bloom Raskin is going to be stuck in committee for a short period of time while they figure out how to get her out. As you know, there's one Democratic senator, Ben Ray Luan, who is actually going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks due to a recent stroke. And you need all 50 senators to get someone out of committee if they're stuck on a party line vote. And so the way that I think about it, Brian, is we will have those three that I mentioned before, Powell, Brainard, and Jefferson, confirmed by the full Senate this month. The other two, I think, may take a little while longer. The odds favor Professor Cook a little bit more. I would say probably 70, 75% likelihood at this very moment than Sarah Bloom Raskin, who's a little bit lower, given that we're still waiting to hear from some of those other centrist Democrats like Manchin.
So, Isaac, let's assume that those assumptions hold. I mean, it sounds like you're saying things are going to be delayed a bit, but ultimately they will all be confirmed in some vote or another. And I want to get back to the climate issue because, you know, we heard Sarah Bloom Raskin say it's not the role of the Fed to direct credit allocation. It is about looking at risks, but some would argue if the risks are there at some point that the allocation is going to come into question. I mean, how do you think this framework, if we're talking about something like a climate stress test, how do you think that ultimately looks like?
Yeah, look, to your first point, it's always fair to take the over on timelines in DC. So I think, you know, cutting through all the noise and all the procedural nonsense that we have to chronicle on my end, I do think that at least right now, it's fair to assume that all of them will get confirmed. There are obviously some caveats there that I talked about, but I do think that's a fair assumption at the moment. In terms of what all of this means, look, I think that for me, it's pretty straightforward. We will see more scenario analysis around climate risk. I think that's already happening. It will continue. It will expand. It will get more granular in certain areas. But from a practical perspective, some of the fears that you've heard from Republicans don't seem as though they're in play at the moment. And here I'm talking about specific portfolio limits, capital charges, or enhanced prudential supervision leading to changes that otherwise wouldn't be made in their portfolios. And we've got to keep this in mind. Some of these banks are making the changes on their own without the supervisory pressure due to either shareholders or their own internal analyses regarding these risks. So I think that we're going to continue to see this shift happen, whether it's expedited on the regulatory side or not.
Yeah, certainly, Isaac, I guess that the argument here is that things are shifting, but some would argue it's not shifting quickly enough, but that's for another conversation. Isaac Boltansky, BTIG Director of Policy Research, really appreciate your insight today.